Yeah, I just need to tell it where to store.
Yeah. I've got it like in user/Collins Blakely/document/ okay. Zoom. That seems pretty good.
All aboard! Hey! Huh? Oops! What?
Wow! Yeah! Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special social distancing edition of Where Streams Come True. This will be episode 9.
It's called the Corncast.
Yeah. This is the show where we suffer through the entire good and bad of Disney Plus. I am your host, Collins, and joining me today in spirit and by webcam, but not in person.
Venom, Spider-Man, Doctor Strange.
All those are all Drax. All co-hosts. and Cameron. I'm doing this, but that's to me. No one is going to know what that means in the edit.
No, everyone's just like,
no, they're not.
Who's that? And then who's that? And who's that? And why
who's
is he
that?
Here?
And who's that?
And who's that? Exactly.
Hey, who's that behind you, Cameron?
There's no one behind me now.
Yeah,
are you sure? Are you sure?
I have a camera. Yeah. I don't have to look.
I mean, I made that tweet as a joke, but I am serious that if they make another Unfriended movie, that it should be like a quarantine Zoom classroom thing.
Dude, that would be awesome.
I think that would be a novel idea. Well, not novel. this week, we watched the Pixar short, Your Friend the Rat, 2007 short by director Jim Capobianco. Same director of Ratatouille, I believe.
No, this was before Ratatouille, right?
This was released, is probably like on the DVD, I'm assuming.
Okay.
Yeah, this was definitely after. There's no way it was before. Yeah.
A pretty short stinger. Remy and Emile recount the illustrious history of humans and rats through the ages, which is pretty much what happened. So, initial thoughts. Have you seen this short before? What was your experience the first viewing and now the second viewing? Start with Doug.
So I'm almost positive that I've seen it before. I mean, I go see Disney movies all the time and things like that. But at the same time, I don't remember any of it. So it was like watching it again. And it was surprisingly dark. There was a lot of death in this one. A lot of people died. And like one dude got smushed by, or a bunch of guys got smushed by like a boulder or something like that. Mm-hmm. It was weird. It was just really weird. It was really
weird.
Yeah, it was just a weird one.
Yeah,
and the musical number wasn't very good.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah,
My nose itches so bad.
I do not think that I've seen this before. I never had the like DVD or Blu-ray of Ratatouille, so I wouldn't have seen it in the bonus features or anything. Right. None of it really seemed familiar, but I liked the different animation styles that they did. That's about it.
Yeah.
Cameron, your thoughts?
Yeah, I guess I've never seen it before because I don't watch Disney shorts. But this was terrible, actually. I didn't like it at all. they just combine a whole bunch of different animations. And I was like, mm-hmm. I feel like a YouTuber could have done like 10 times better than this.
And yet have that kind
spent
of
less
like
money.
YouTube history vibe of like
a
that,
little
that
bit,
type
yeah.
of channel,
like a game theory.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah, it did. Yeah,
just bouncing around like crazy.
So, yeah. Going into the full review, it's not really a summary because nobody is going to write a full summary of this on IMDb. A forthright Remy and his reluctant brother Emile speak out for oppressed rats everywhere. Remy rolls film explaining that rats see themselves as on a par with men, that's worded weird, who instead make war on rats. Remy gives a history lesson, heroism in India, black rat migration from the Middle East to Europe in the Crusades, the Black Death of 1347 to 1352, and Remy's contention that the flea was the villain. Enter the brown or Norway rat from China, both travel on ships around the world, the larger brown pushing the smaller black, pushing out the smaller black, and both live symbiotically with man. Then Emile explains what's cool about rats. Trade phobia, Remy tells humans, for utopia. Any chance of that? judging by the disclaimer at the end, probably not.
No, no.
Yeah.
Not even a little bit.
Like, that's the whole recap.
And I say like that there's no chance of humans and rats coexisting. And I used to have two pet rats.
Uh-huh.
Like as a kid, I had two pet rats to do the pet's merit badge for Boy Scouts. Cause I had had fish, you know, all my life and I wanted something a little different. So we got some rats. It wasn't that great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really know what else you can say about it.
Well, I mean, like some of the history stuff was interesting.
Yeah, no, that like, part was interesting.
I already knew about the fleas with the Black Plague, but like the whole, okay, this is what's coming to mind right now. The whole thing kind of felt like a less good version of It's Tough to Be a Bug from California Adventure, if you remember that old movie, the old Bug's Life land. There was...
I think you're the only one who's been to California Adventure.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then those of you at home, what used to be Bug's Life Land, which is now the under-construction Adventures Campus, there was the Bug's Life Land, and there was a theater that like you'd go underground, and everything was scaled up so that you were the size of an ant. So
that's cool.
Huge tree roots and stuff, and you went into like a bug movie theater.
Yeah.
And it was like It's Tough to Be a Bug, where it was several different musical numbers that were just like, here's like cool things that bugs do that help humans. Like they had a dung beetle and they had like songs and stuff. And then Hopper shows up and tries to spray all the humans with pesticide. Beetle.
Then they're just like, it's a bug's life
and they stop him. And he's like, oh, like, humans see bugs as monsters and they want nothing to kill us. And he's like, these humans are good or whatever.
They want nothing to kill us?
They want nothing but to kill us. Like that, yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
They just want to kill us. And like, you had like monster movies playing, like clips of stuff, like a giant ant, like, oh, they see us as terrible. I don't remember exactly how it ends. Oh, yeah, and like the seats move as like bugs are crawling out.
Nope.
The theater, so like it goes like boom, boom, boom. Oh,
that like reminds you got bugs me.
Crawling under. It's fun. Yeah, and like you get sprayed in the face by stuff.
Well, did you ever go to Universal Studios?
Never, because it's not Disney.
Okay, fair enough. But they had like a Honey, We Shrunk the Kids type deal. It was very similar to that.
Oh, I think I went on that ride.
Yeah, well, it's like you sit in the movie theater. It's like a 3D movie.
Well, I mean,
yeah, exactly, yeah.
In Tomorrowland, they had Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, which was a literal Honey, I Shrunk the Kids thing.
I think that's what it was. It might have been
there. Of? Okay, that was in Tomorrowland. It's basically that.
And they had like the rats on the ground and stuff like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's basically a reskin of that.
I could not handle that as a kid. That freaked me out way too much.
And like Hopper comes in with like wasps and stuff. And so, like, the back of the chair, like, pokes out. So, it's like you're getting stung by wasps.
No!
It's pretty, I loved it as a kid. It's
I scary, would shut that down immediately.
And then these, like, spiders, like, these giant spider puppets, like, drop down from the ceiling. And, like,
That's even worse.
So, that's the sort of vibe I get from your friend the rat. But it's like, let's take that concept and make it about rats.
And put it in a movie.
Yeah.
Or, like, a film.
It just wasn't that fun.
Who plays the friend, Remy's friend?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm gonna look him up then.
You look it up. I know that Remy is Patton Oswalt.
Yeah, he's great.
He's an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He's in it a lot because he plays like himself and like six clones of himself.
It's pretty. Oh, they're not clones though. They're like twins or whatever.
Yeah, it's weird.
Octomom.
Kind of.
Yeah, I guess.
Gross.
He's got like 16
they
brothers.
They never fully explain it, and I do think a couple of them die. No, one of them dies. There's three of them. They're triplets or something, and one of them dies. But that's besides the point. But yeah, his brother's in it. And they had the song at the end. It wasn't that good of a song.
No,
I did think terrible. That the disclaimer at the end was funny.
That was really funny, yeah. and how he's like pushing
don't,
it
like
and
don't
stuff.
Actually touch rats, that's bad. Yeah. Which, like, is accurate, like don't go touching rats and stuff.
Well, you can touch fancy rats.
Yeah, you can touch fancy rats. That was a fun part.
Yeah. And
Lou
that, I mean
Romano.
Who?
Lou Romano.
Never heard of Lou, like Lou? Like Ray Romano?
Yeah,
is that his brother?
Like, is
Romano,
he his brother?
Lou Romano.
He does kind of sound like Ray Romano. I would not be surprised
really.
If they were siblings. I mean, he's got that sort of like lower register voice, I guess.
I guess.
I'm
yeah.
just speculating here.
I'm hiding my eyes with my hat now.
Yeah, you are? So anything, I mean, anything else anyone wants to talk about with this short? I was planning on this being a shorter episode before the pandemic.
Can we talk about what Cameron brought up on Slack?
Yeah, Cameron brought up something on Slack when he watched it just before we went live.
He just
I feel like I remember seeing that, but I just didn't.
I don't I legitimately
I didn't
don't
think about it,
and I watched it 10 minutes before we went live.
Really?
Yeah.
So Cameron, if you want to elaborate.
I didn't really expect to talk about this. This is why I sent you the thing, because I was like, this is really not something we can talk about.
He'll edit it out.
No.
If I have
well,
to.
Well, anyway,
or
yeah,
I'll put a picture of it in.
Yeah, so okay. You guys had proof that I wasn't just being like, oh, yeah.
Is it at the musical number at the end?
Yes, because they're talking about they're like all being a happy family or whatever.
Yeah.
So I was dancing with this little girl, and then her skirt comes up, and you're like, oh, don't tell me that. Oh,
yeah,
so that, bad. I was like, oh, no.
You sent that to me, and I was just like, what is this?
Like, what
from?
Is he
and
talking
then,
about? Like,
yeah,
oh,
and then
man,
I saw the rat,
and
I was like, okay. Well,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's a French thing.
But it's Disney. Why would Disney draw little girls' underwear?
Disney is allowed to print money, therefore they're exempt from everything.
Basically.
Disney does what Disney wants.
What is okay, in that case, this might be his moment of the short. We'll move into the final thoughts section.
No way that's my moment.
Okay, then what is your moment of the short?
Would definitely be the disclaimer.
Okay.
That was so good.
Okay. Yeah,
I got to the end and I was like, this is so crap. And then the disclaimer starts going and I was like, oh, this is actually not too bad.
Yeah.
Doug. My moment of the thing was actually like at the very beginning when the buddy wanted to like do his thing and it just got shut down immediately.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Cause I relate to that. Like in these podcasts and stuff. It's like, I want to do something and it just gets shut down immediately. I'm like, okay. All right. I just thought it was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And the burly Norwegian rat was pretty funny too.
Yeah, I think I liked the burly, like the
kicking
the
kicking
brown
the
rat,
rat
just beating the crap out of the black rat where he like stomps on his head with his foot. That's
yeah.
probably
yeah.
my moment. Like I like that little animation bit.
Dude, the whole time he was explaining the Norwegian rat, I was just as confused as
oh yeah, because it's
yeah.
from China.
Yeah.
But it went to Sweden, but it was called the Norway rat when it wasn't
yeah.
from Norway.
Yeah, he like started explaining it, and then I totally just blacked out, and I was like, okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sure. the other thing, too, though, was it was like he started to explain it, but he didn't explain it very well.
Yeah.
I felt like. But another thing that I thought was really interesting is like how it was the war – humans versus rats and stuff. Every time the guy would fire the gun, the rats would multiply.
Oh,
I don't know if either of you noticed
that. That's interesting.
The rats.
One other.
Like, there were so many rats on the screen at the end of that.
One thing that I do want to point out that I might change my moment to, is at the beginning where he's like, "Dog looks up to man. Cats look down on man."
That's accurate.
It was like, yeah, the cat looking down on man. I was like, yeah, that's accurate.
That's very accurate.
I've got a cat right here, and he is so indifferent to me right now.
Well, I would be too.
I got such a kids at home. If you're recording stuff, especially sea shanties for a Pro Tools project, drink some water when you're doing it because my throat is so itchy right now.
As you drink Coke.
What sea shanty did you do?
It was a theme from Black Sails.
The end one? The end song?
And the intro song.
I don't remember that one.
Okay. It's, well, no. Thank you. But, like, if I have to mute my mic to cough, it's not because I'm sick. It's because I did a lot of earlier.
Midna's got a hold on him.
Also insulted that you talked about Midna without me. Because she's my girl.
Okay, for the record, we asked you if you wanted to be on the episode.
True. But
it's your own fault. That day. You had nothing. You had nothing.
I did some film information and statistics for this. Written by Jim Capobianco, Jeff Pigeon, and Alexander Wu. By Jim Capobianco. Oh, released November 6th, 2007. Runtime, 11 minutes. IMDb score, 7.1 out of 10.
Oh my gosh, that's way too high.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Rotten Tomatoes score, no critic 100%. Score, but it had a 55% audience.
Oh.
That's so more accurate. A little more than half gave it a positive review, which I'm surprised that many people reviewed Your Friend the Rat.
Well, it's probably like four people.
Yeah, like the people who had the DVD. Mm-hmm. So since we have a shorter episode, we got to do a bit of a mailbag. We have a wheel and some movie review and submission stuff. This week's mailbag.
Do I need to pay attention now?
I would like you to, Douglas.
Okay, we can't leave.
This week's mailbag was sent to us by @MakeMineAmalgam on Twitter, who said, "Dear, where streams come true. You guys are hilarious. As I'm writing now, I'm almost caught up on all your episodes so far." Thank you. But I remember you saying that you wanted more interactivity as opposed to just making wheels for you guys to watch the worst stuff. Which in all honesty is part of the fun, because I find reviews of mediocre to just plain bad more amusing because they're ripped apart as opposed to, hey, we love a thing. Which I totally get. I think some of our funnier ones are for like Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire and Tom and Huck.
Yeah.
Like Guardians is good, but we liked it too much.
When it's something bad, it's so much easier to rip it apart than
it is
having the rose colored glasses. Like, well, I like it, but I don't want to rip it apart.
Which is why I have you and Dick Cameron on the show, is because I have those Disney goggles on.
Yeah,
and
you do.
I'm just predisposed to like anything that's on the show. So like that's
And I'm predisposed to hating all Disney.
Yeah, Cameron hates everything. So
and I'm just here because I talk.
Okay.
So you got the good, the bad, and then the middle.
Yeah. Well, no, you got the good, the bad, and then the ugly.
Oh, yeah. That's
so, right. You got to do it right.
They go on to say, "I may have mentioned on Twitter, I discovered you all from looking up reviews of Tom and Huck, which I made sure to watch on Disney Plus. The main purpose being that Rachel Leigh Cook, star of my favorite movie, Josie and the Pussycats, was in it.
Oh.
And it's now become my goal to watch everything with her in it." Just like a crazy way for someone to find our show.
Yeah.
They're on this Rachel Leigh Cook thing.
Who did she play? Huck,
wanted a podcast.
She probably hasn't even done anything good. That's a real bad thing.
Let me see. I'm looking her up right now.
Yeah.
Rachel Leigh Cook. Is that what?
Yes. Leigh. Okay. Anyway, while you're doing that, I'll keep reading. The best and the worst. Josie, of course, being the best, and Tom and Huck, while not the worst, was certainly a movie that was made. Apparently someone likes your catchphrase, Doug. I don't, but...
Wait, what's your catchphrase?
Yeah, which catchphrase?
This was a movie that was made.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
It's accurate.
It is accurate, yeah.
Whoa, she was on Robot Chicken?
They say, "I personally enjoyed Tom and Huck. Again, it's not the best movie ever, but it still has fun moments, particularly the ones with Becky, but again, I'm biased, so I'm going to say she was Becky. I agree the doorknob scene when Becky decks Tom after tricking everyone to thinking he's dead were quite funny. And of course, how you guys kept going back and forth calling Joe by his character name and his more modern friendly name, just Joe. Still shocked that was allowed in 1995. Yes, we were as well."
Yeah, dude. So I'm looking at her filmography right now. She was in Batman Beyond, Return of the Joker. That's kind of cool. And the Batman Beyond TV series.
Final Fantasy VII.
Dude, I want to watch that. I really want to watch
Final Fantasy VII.
Who does she play in Final Fantasy VII?
She says
Tifa.
The Lockhart.
I don't know who that is.
Tifa Lockhart.
Yeah, Tifa. Yeah, she's Tifa. Tifa's great. I've never played it, but I know who Tifa is.
She's also in a movie called The Naked Man.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
That's probably where he started.
I'll finish the rest of the letter. They say, I also saw both Guardians movies in the theater and loved them. And now I need to check out at least the Ninja Hulk episode. I'm hearing is the best thing ever. Still haven't seen it. I haven't gotten
got there yet.
Yeah, no one
I'm on like episode 9 or something. If only we got a Ninja episode of Lizzie McGuire. Maybe that'll be in the reboot whenever that gets added to Disney Plus. Unfortunately, the Disney Plus reboot for Lizzie McGuire has been scrapped, but it might end up on Hulu instead.
Oh, it got scrapped?
Yeah.
I would scrap it too.
There are some creative differences.
Shocker.
Mostly because Hilary Duff wanted it to be, she wanted to make the reboot show as earnest as the original one was, where like they talked about stuff that people Lizzie's age would relate to. But her being her the age she is now, that involves some different stuff.
Buying and a house.
They wanted to have her at her age.
Mostly the relationship, the adult relationship stuff, per se.
I could see that going to Hulu.
There's the
cat. And if that happens, Disney still owns Hulu, so it's still Disney.
Yeah, I think that would be a better place for it anyway.
Yeah.
Another thing I found amusing was when you commented on Cletus's name from Hatching Pete and called him Cletus T. Judd. I appreciated that musical deep cut. Bake Me a Country Ham is an underrated banger. I have no idea what any of that means.
Yeah, me neither.
That's something I brought up, son.
Keep up the great work. Been having a blast listening to the show. Sincerely, at Make Mine Amalgam on Twitter. If you're listening to this, go ahead and give them a follow. They're fun. And thank you so much for writing into the show. I did make a Twitter account for the show.
Did you really?
I've not done anything with it yet. It doesn't have any posts, but it's at Studio 76 WSCT. So the acronym for Where Streams Come True.
Okay, hang on. So at,
are you following right now?
Yeah.
Studio 76.
While we're trying to make a podcast.
While we're making a podcast. While he's doing that, it's time to spin the wheel.
Got it.
This week's wheel was submitted via Twitter by at Make Mine Amalgam, which they suggested the Disney Vault wheel.
Disney Vault
wheel. All of the old
anything pre-90s.
Basically. There is a series of the original classics and a bunch of stuff were considered like Disney classics, and then they were considered Disney masterpieces, and then there was like the masterpiece collection and stuff. And so every 8 or so years they would bring them out of the vault for a originally they would bring them out of the vault and release them in theaters again. And then
I never saw them do that. I thought they just put them out of the vault.
Before you were born. This is before you were born.
Okay.
And then they, when Disney Home Video became a thing. There's a whole Defunctland thing about it. Or is it Yesterworld? It's one of those.
I'm sure there is.
it's that list of stuff that were Disney Vault stuff. And there is a collection on Disney Plus of that. So
we're going to get some good movies this time, right?
No, we're not.
Not necessarily.
It's the old stuff.
I'm gonna go spin the wheel.
Well, like the original Aladdin is considered in the vault too.
I don't think Aladdin is in it. Oh, it is. It is. You're right.
Yeah. Okay. So we might get something good.
Going to spin the wheel. Okay, I thought I could just lean over.
Nope, you can't. You gotta take off the headphones.
I'm just gonna go.
Go spin that wheel. Oh.
Wow, that is having issues.
Tennis racket.
No, those are badminton rackets.
Oh, okay.
That was weird. Oh, I'm back in the land of the living.
Were those badminton rackets?
Batman? No.
Badminton.
Badminton?
Yeah. Is that what those are?
Yeah.
I love badminton.
So much fun. Oh, my good gravy. Look at that wheel. We got Bambi from 1942.
Nice.
I've never watched Bambi, and I was hoping to get through my entire life without watching
Bambi. Well, you get to see Bambi.
And all their interesting jokes that are in that movie?
I don't know.
There's some suggested stuff
in there. There's one.
Oh, there's one. The rabbit.
No, it's a scuffed.
Apparently they are vintage tennis rackets. Thank you.
Well, they look like badminton rackets, all
right? Well, I was right. I was right with my bad eyes.
Before we end the show, where do we want to put your friend the rat on the ranking?
At the bottom of the list.
You want to put it below Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire.
Oh my gosh!
You know, I'm honestly, okay with that.
I thought that was more entertaining.
I agree. I'm fine putting Your Friend of the Rat at the bottom. Doug?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. At number nine, your...
Click. I like how his screen is jumping, too.
Yeah.
His video is jumping around a little bit.
Yeah, I should have muted myself when I was typing, but yeah, you know, here we are.
It's okay. We're still learning.
If you like this show, please review us on iTunes or whatever podcast service you use to listen, share it with your friends. You can send your reviews or comments to wherestreamsgoingto@gmail.com or the new Twitter account at Studio76WSCT. You can submit a wheel such as a category or search term on Disney Plus, and if you send in your review, it'll be right on the show. And that is all for this time. I'm gonna watch Bambi.
Oh wait, I have a tangent.
Sure. No, you don't. You don't have a tangent. Come with me. This has been a fun quarantine edition. Who knows where we'll be next time?
Probably in the same place.
Yeah. I'll probably be in a different place. But
you'll be at your house, but it'll look the same.
Still have the same background.
Yeah, we can't see your background.
It'll be this, except it'll be Bambi.
It'll be Bambi.
The question is, whose head is going to go on to Bambi? Not mine.
Stay tuned
to find out. Everyone, stay safe. Stay safe and stay away from each other.
Wash your hands.
Don't touch your face.
Don't touch anybody. Don't touch yourself.
Don't touch the rats.
Yep.
Absolutely don't touch the rats.
All right, let's stop.
No.